is coming from Ephesians chapter 1. On tonight. And then,
you didn't clean
we may move around just a little bit. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I bless your name on today. And we bless you just for, as always, another opportunity to present ourselves to you, to get understanding of your word. We seek for your wisdom and then guide us in all truth. And we praise you in the name of Yehoshua. We do pray. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 1. there are some things that I want to deal with specifically from Ephesians chapter 1, and we're just kind of moving around. You know, we've been kind of just moving around since we've been dealing with the book of Acts. And, and you know, obviously any time we look at these books now, we should be able to, comprehend some things, especially when we're going through Acts the way that we are, and we'll see when he's in these different places, we'll have a general understanding of the time frame that he most likely had these encounters, and then he wrote to these churches. Okay, but Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Yehoshua Mashiach by the will of Yah, to the saints which are at Ephesus. And so we have the location here, and obviously we can go back, but we're not going to do it today. It's just I want to establish that pattern to make sure that when you read these different, when you read, and we may, it just depends on what y'all want to do. When you read these different writings, and when you see a specific city or something like that that's mentioned, you know, again, I can't stress it enough that you can find somewhere in Acts where you see him traveling to regions to, you know, to confirm, you know, as you look at these different books. Okay, but again, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Yehoshua Mashiach, by the will of Yah, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Mashiach Yehoshua Christ Jesus. It says, grace be to you and peace from our from Yah our Father and Jehovah Yehoshua Mashiach. The verse 3 now, blessed be the Yah and Father of our Jehovah Yehoshua Mashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Places are italicized, so it says heavenly. In Christ. Now, verse three is what I want to really emphasize in this lesson on today, and I want to discuss verse three in a little bit more detail, because for years, every time that I taught. That I heard talk, and even when I taught myself, you know, did some teaching myself. When it talked about these spiritual blessings, from a traditional perspective, whenever people would talk about spiritual blessings, it was always something from a carnal perspective. At least in cities that I was in. So when they would talk about, when I would be in cities and they would talk about spiritual blessings, there were things that would come to mind from these discussions in reference to spiritual blessings, and I was like, okay, I never really found someone who could really explain what these spiritual blessings were. People would always give different examples of what would be spiritual blessings. And, you know, I would get someone that would talk about the gifts of the Spirit and, you know, especially since it's spiritual blessings, you know, gifts of the Spirit and, you know, things that, you know, like wisdom and you know, gift of prophecy and all these different things. Or they would, you know, you would get that traditional standpoint where people would say, you know, well, my spiritual blessings are in heavenly places, you know. You gotta get your blessings from the heavens, you know, things from that order. You know, you got to get your blessings from the heavens. You know, y'all got all your blessings stored up, and you have to learn how to pray, and you got to sow your seed. And when you do, you know, you're able to get your blessings out of the heavenly places. You know, like y'all had all this stuff, material things stored up in the heavenly, but you couldn't get none of it unless that was something that you did that y'all was pleased, you know, about. And from that point, there were certain nuggets that he would give you based upon how, you know, we were pleasing to him and sowing our seeds and doing all these different things. So you know, from that traditional standpoint, you know, spiritual blessings was always something that it seemed that you had to be somebody special in order to attain. You know, that's why, you know, preachers always preached, and because I understood things from the perspective of what preachers, you know, preached and you know, would learn from men, would learn from men who had learned from other men, and you know, no one or very few decided to look at things from the perspective of what Yah was actually meaning. You know, everybody came up with their own conclusion of what spiritual blessing was, you know, was. But again, you know, I can't stress enough, it's like majority of people, it's like it was always something up there that you could get down based upon your obedience or your sowing your money and, or, you know, or it always put it in a perspective where you had to be in a special class of people in order to get these spiritual blessings that's in the heavenly places waiting on us to do something right to get them. I don't know if y'all had those same type of experience and teachings and stuff like that, but you know, that's what I encountered in a lot of settings and stuff like that. And I used to always say, okay, you know, when it really comes down to it, what is a spiritual blessing? You know, what are spiritual blessings? And now, you know, since I'm striving toward perfection in Christ, And coming into our understanding based upon the true interpretations of things, I'm realizing more and more as I, you know, get in the scriptures, I'm realizing more and more that these things are a lot more simple than what it's been made out to be. And so I want to deal with verse 3 in a nutshell. But I'm going to do this in a perspective of causing you to think in order to come to an understanding of what these spiritual blessings are, okay, what they are. What are spiritual blessings in heavenly places I italicize? What are spiritual blessings in heavenly places? We want to understand what that is on tonight. I mean, you can if you want to, but I really don't want to, you know, jump out there and do it like that. But I'm open-minded to some different ways that we can deal with this. So I'm just going to ask this from this point of view. What is it? I just gave you my perspective on it, of what I have been taught and different teachings and things like that that I've been in. What type of teachings or things you've heard of, or what maybe you have thought from all of the things that you had learned over the years? What would come to mind when you would think of spiritual blessings? What would come to your mind when someone would say, or when you would come across this passage, you would hear someone would say, you know, my spiritual blessings are in heavenly places. What would come to mind when you would hear those things? anything specific that would come to mind?
The mind.
I'm not asking you from a perspective of
You're not asking us based on what we understand.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me on that, because I was trying to figure out what to do. Because obviously, all of us know now, anytime we get into Scripture, the last thing we're going to consider, because of what we understand, is a traditional perspective on whatever, on what the Scriptures say. We all have learned how not to look at something from a carnal mindset. So, again, I share my perspective of what it was like. So, Delana, you were saying some things, but you were saying it from a perspective of what you understand now, and then you've been fortunate enough to not be on the traditional teaching, because all your understanding has come from being here, pretty much. But those of you not taking into consideration what we understand now, what are things that used to come to your mind when you would hear spiritual blessings in heaven? What are things if you heard that, not looking at anything from how we understand things now, if you heard that talk about it,
you're talking about like houses and.
Most of the time, that's what people
cars and stuff, homes and stuff, material things.
But they were said for spiritual blessings, so it always gave me, at least with me, it always gave me the impression that there was something that I had to do to call Yah and say, well, let me bring that spiritual blessing into the now. See, this is my house. Like what Janice said, this is my house, but it was in the heavenly. And y'all brought it down to the material world. This is my car, you know, these are things, you know, your wife is up there, your husband's up there. You know, it's spiritual, but when you do things right, then it'll be taken out of the heaven and placed in your life, you know.
It'll manifest for people to see it.
Yeah, good way to put it. It's up there in the heavenly, then when you do right, then it'll manifest where everybody can see it. Yeah. That has been a perspective of what people have dealt with as far as spiritual blessings are concerned. Now, because we now have come into the right perspective, teaching things from the apostles' doctrine and looking at scriptures, righteous dividing the word of truth, we obviously know that's not what that means. And so what we have to do now is say, okay, we want to call somebody who now still have that understanding that we have had in the past. And they start saying, you know, my spiritual blessings are in heavenly places, and you know, I'm going to sow my seed, and I'm going to speak that word over these things and my stuff. I'm going to reach into heavens and get my stuff. Pull it into the now, manifest it now where everybody can see it. We'll be able to teach them what it is according to the scriptures. Okay? Now, get into class, and so there are some things that I'm going to ask you to look at based upon how we observe scriptures and come into our understanding of. Now, verse 3 now. Verse 3 again says, blessed be Yah and the Father of our Jehovah, Lord, the Father of our Jehovah, Yehoshua, Jesus Christ. Christ is the Messiah, Messiah. So it says, blessed be the Yah and Father of our Jehovah, Yehoshua, Mashiach, who has blessed us. Now, who's the source?
Yah,
the Father. Yah the Father is the source. Okay, so all the glory or recognition, you know, obviously the Son is glorified in the Father, but I just want to do that in order for us to properly place this passage. Okay, so Yah is the source, And then it says, who has blessed us, so we know Yah is the source who has blessed us. But Paul here acknowledges the Savior also, because the Savior is vitally important for us to understand these spiritual blessings. Okay? So he acknowledges the Father and the Son in verse 3. Blessed be the Yah and Father of our Lord, Yahushua Mashiach, who has blessed us. So he's the Father of our Lord, and he is the source by which we're blessed. But he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly. It has places here, so we can put around that word places. But since it's italicized, we know we can take it out. So it's blessings in heavenly in Christ. So now we know what from verse 3. What do we know in verse 3? And we take our time with the verse in order to understand it, okay? Who is the source?
Yeah.
Yah. What has Yah done? What has he done? What has he blessed us with? So then verse 3. What has he blessed us with?
Spiritual blessings.
Spiritual blessings. So Yah is the source. He has blessed us with spiritual blessings. Where are they? You're right. So now we see an issue with the reason why people don't understand what spiritual blessings are. Because they talk about spiritual blessings and they leave out where it is. Because they see the word heavenly, but they don't continue on to understand that, yeah, these blessings are heavenly, but they come from a source. Yah is the source. Yah is the source. They are heavenly blessings, but they are in a source. Yah is the source, but there is a method by which these heavenly or spiritual blessings come from. Yah is the source, but they're in someone. Now it puts us in a position where we say, okay, they are spiritual blessings, but they're not up there. They're in a place, and the place is not heavenly. You see what I'm saying? The place is not the heavenly. It is heavenly, but the place is not the heavenly. It lets me know that this is a spiritual perspective, and it's a heavenly, spiritual, heavenly perspective, but it is inside someone. Now it causes me now to say, well, shoot, ain't no house in God. Ain't no house in Christ. Ain't no money in Christ. Ain't no money in Yah, the Father. Ain't no money in, I say ain't too. I'm saying ain't. You know, I went honey grown now. Ain't no money. ain't no money now. I can't reach and get a house out of Christ. I can't reach and get a car out of Christ. I can't sow my seed and get blessings out of Christ. Why? Because we understand certain scriptures. You remember Simon and Sorcerer. You remember we dealt with that in Sabbath worship a little while back when he was looking at the apostles do all these miracles and he wanted to buy it. Okay, and the apostles turned around and said, "Cursed be you and your money." Thinking that you can buy the gift of God with money, it can be bought with money. So these spiritual blessings in verse 3, is not something that you can snatch out of the heavens. It just tells you that it has nothing to do with nothing gone. These are spiritual blessings, heavenly. In the heavenly, and the places would cause people to make them think that it's somewhere held up in the heavenly somewhere, in the heavenly places somewhere, that you got to go and do something right in order to get those out of there. But when you see that the spiritual blessing in heavenly is in Christ. Christ is the, I'm going to say it this way, Yah is the source, but Christ is the vessel by which they manifest. We can't attain these spiritual blessings without understanding that Yah is the source,
but everything about them is in Christ. Now, from that standpoint, since we looked at verse 3, blessed be the Yah and Father of our Yehoshua Mashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We'll just say that, in Christ. So now we understand, where are they? They're in Christ. Now, what's the next thing in verse 3 we got to understand? We deal with verse 3. What is more? Is more information in verse 3. We read the whole verse, but there's still more information in verse 3. What is the information that we need to understand in verse 3? Well, we know who has blessed us. Who has blessed us?
Yah,
the Father. Where are they?
In Christ.
Now, the last thing we dealt with is in Christ, but there's still some more information in verse 3. What is the information in verse 3? Oh, y'all going to be mad once I show you if you don't tell me.
It's not heavenly.
We dealt with heavenly. Because we know there are spiritual blessings in heavenly in Christ. What is something that we need to look at before we can go to verse 4? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. What is it that when you study, so since we're studying, what is something that we need to pay attention to in verse 3? I want to teach this way. I like making it class sometimes. Well, it's class all the time, but I like making it really an open discussion where I'm teaching it and causing you to learn as we go. By making you figure it out instead of me just tell you like I do sometimes. What is it that you need to see in verse 3? You haven't looked at it yet. You want me to go ahead and just tell you? What's after Christ? What is after Christ? Colon. So since the colon is after Christ, what does that tell us?
What comes next explains what is before the colon.
So explain to me what that means.
What comes after the colon is an explanation of what comes before it.
So what that means to us with that knowledge now?
The next part is going to explain what we just talked about.
It's going to explain what is our topic now? Spiritual blessings
in
heavenly places
in Christ.
So because the colon is after Christ, it lets us know that we're getting ready to find out what these spiritual blessings are. Instead of stopping at verse 3 and then from a traditional standpoint, start to look up in the sky and think your house is up there and your car is up there and your money is up there and all that spiritual stuff is in the heavenly places. And there's something that we have to do that, you know, everybody else is not able to attain. You got to be something special to get your spiritual blessings out of heavenly places and get them in the now. We realize now that they're in Christ, and now we're going to find out what they are. Because the colon lets us know that what's about to be explained after Christ is telling us what spiritual blessings in heavenly, in Christ, what they are. So now we got to pay close attention to each verse to understand what these spiritual blessings are. When they're in Christ, so Christ now, Yah is the source, Christ is the focal point because all of them come through him. So since all of them come through him, every word that we read, we will see how they come from him. Y'all with me now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, verse 4. According as he has chosen in us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That's a spiritual blessing. Colon, not finished. having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by, what is it, in him? By Yahushua Mashiach to himself. This is what the Father is doing. He, Christ is the source, and is letting us know what Christ now, I mean, God's source, it is the blessings are in Christ, but it's letting us know what we have in Christ. Now, what does it mean in Christ? How do we get it in Christ? How do we get these things? How do we get them? How do we become holy and without blame? How do we become that?
Adopted
into the kingdom. So we get all of these. So it lets me know that all of my spiritual blessings come because I believe in the Messiah. Yah is the source. It all comes through Christ. In everything that we're reading from this point, Christ has made it possible because Yah has flowed through him into our lives to make us what we are. So now, when I read spiritual blessings, I'm able to explain what these are by not guessing, but allowing the scripture to interpret themselves. So now, these spiritual blessings now, my spiritual blessing is that I, before the foundation, verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. What does the scripture say now? All have sinned, come short of the glory of Yah. Now, since all have sinned, by one man sin entered in, Adam. Now, by one man, Christ, all can be made righteous. So when you look at that, and he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, God is saying, look here, it's not that I'm picking cherries. What I'm saying is that the same way by Adam's actions, all men became sinners, the same way through Christ, everyone who now believes in him can become that individual that has been chosen before the foundation of the world. All have sinned, all can be righteous now. And so he's letting us know, all have sinned. So that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that Lon now is special because he's able to tap into spiritual blessings that you can't tap into because the scripture is pointing out that all of them have access to this because they're in Christ. All I have to do is believe in Christ, what he has done for me, and all these spiritual blessings now apply to me and all of you. So now when I read this verse 3 again, blessed be the Yah and Father of our Yahushua Mashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, italicized, and let us know what the place is. See, the places take away the effect of it and the truth behind it. That's why I'm italicizing it never should have been there. Because that's what the places does. It makes us think that it's in a heavenly place instead of a heavenly source, Christ. A spiritual source that has made all of my spiritual blessings available because of my trust in him. Yah is the source, the Son is where you get it from. Okay? Yah said, I'm the source, but I put it in a specific place. Not places, it's in a specific place. That's why I said in Christ. But then most people stop at spiritual blessings in the heavens, and then they start looking up in the ceiling, up in the sky somewhere, and everybody's saying they got to go find it instead of them looking to the Messiah. Where every spiritual blessing pertaining to life and godliness is in him. No other area, no other avenue whereby it can be attained. So, verse 4 says, according as he, since we know he is the choice, is the place where it is in, according as he has chosen us, this is still pointing out Yah. He's just telling us where it is, and Yah is pointing out that according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, that's a spiritual blessing, and without blame, that's a spiritual blessing, and before him in love, that's a spiritual blessing. colon now. He's not through talking about the spiritual blessing. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yehoshua Mashiach to himself. So my spiritual blessing is that I'm a son of the Most High Yah. That's a spiritual blessing. Not everybody on this earth can attain that. You can't pay for it. You can't pray for it. You can't do nothing special to get it. There's nothing special about me that makes me the adopted son of Yah, but through the Messiah. He is the source by which I now have the spiritual blessing of being classified as a son. We all as children. That's the spiritual blessing. Adopted, verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahushua, the Shia, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. That's the spiritual blessing. Yah thought about me when I wasn't thinking about him. He thought about each one of us when we all were not thinking about him. We were enemies, doing our own thing, living our own way, making our own decisions, but he had predestinated and laid out the opportunity through Christ for us now to be the children of the Most High Yah, although we had no intention. It was his will when it was not even ours. You remember I used me as an example. I was the guy who wanted to play professional football, but Yah was like, I have predestinated according to my will that you be my son and you preach the gospel, of the kingdom. That's a spiritual blessing. Now, verse 5, there's a comma there at the end of verse 5. So it lets us know he's still talking about these spiritual blessings. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Grace is a spiritual blessing. Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Grace is a spiritual blessing. So whenever things happen to me that I don't deserve, that's a spiritual blessing. So instead of me now having to sow my seed to get my house out of that place that I thought was the heavenly places, instead of me having to, like I told you, use as an example of saying what people say, I get myself out of the heavenly place, bring it into the now where it's manifest where everybody else can see it. I understand that it manifests through me the same way it manifests in him. So now you see the grace of Yah upon me because he found a food and gave him favor when he didn't deserve it, me. Now, put us all in the same basket. He found a bunch of fools and gave us favor when none of us deserve it. That's spiritual blessings. Okay. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It lets us know how we get it. Christ is the source. There's no spiritual blessing without him being the focal point. Yah is the source. He is the focal point. I like to put it that way. Yah is the source on which all of it is possible, but Christ is the focal point. It is all in him. There is no spiritual blessing that we can tap into in any other location but Christ himself. I started laughing because Yah said something to me. I'll say he would say he said, preach it, boy. Now, verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Oh, that's a spiritual blessing. According to the riches of his grace. Verse 8, wherein he has abounded toward us with all wisdom and prudence. Spiritual blessings. With all wisdom and prudence. All these things that we're reading are the spiritual blessings. Having made, verse 9, I'm almost through, man. This is just so neat. I'm going to stop. We ain't got much. I'm just going to stop whenever he tells me to. Verse 9 says, I thought someone had someone.
What is prudence?
Let's just let the definition define itself. Okay.
When you look at prudence, it says starts out saying mental action or activity. It's another perspective of wisdom. It says intellectual or moral insight. So when a person is prudent, they have intellectual or moral insight. It's a connected word to wisdom. But I didn't want to just say wisdom because I know wisdom was there also. So when you look at verse 8, it says, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom. When you look at wisdom, it says wisdom here, but let's go deeper into the definition. So it shows wisdom here, but it says to be wise, to be clear. When you have wisdom, it is being clear on something. That's the wisdom of Yah. You have some people who are smart, but then you have some who are clear from a spiritual perspective, from the mind of Yah, so it makes everything clear. You know, a smart person would know that there's something right there, but a person who's clear can see what's right there and behind there. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you see what's going on, and you can see why it's going on when you operate in wisdom. If you're just smart, you see what's going on. I see them fighting, but wisdom will give you an insight on some things that your average person can't see. So you have wisdom there, and you have prudence. That's why I said wisdom and prudence, and I wanted to give you those definitions from a perspective of the scriptures itself, or the definitions from the scriptures. So it has verse 8 again. It says, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom, to be clear, to have understanding, but to be clear, okay? To be able to look at something and have a clear perspective on what's going on. That's what separates intelligence from wisdom. I can be intelligent and know a lot of things, but wisdom allows me to know things and understand what I know. Okay? And so I heard the Spirit of God say wisdom is the ability to use your knowledge. There are some people who have knowledge of things, but they don't know what to do with it once they see it. Well, there are other people who have wisdom, and when they look at something, information that kick in to allow them to deal with what they see. Wisdom. Okay. Then it says wisdom and prudence. Again, prudence is intellectual or moral insight. Okay. Yes.
I think prudence is kind of like knowing when to do what you. So knowledge is like having the knowledge of whatever it is. Wisdom is knowing what to do with that knowledge.
Right.
And prudence is knowing when to do it. Almost. It's like I know that this is what I need to be done. And the prudent part is to know when to do it. But I can have the knowledge of growing a crop.
Mm-hmm.
I can have the wisdom to know how to do that. The prudence is to know when that season is to do it, right? Because I can know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can know what it is and know how to do it. And the prudent part is to do it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you know, I can do all of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And all the steps is right. If the timing is wrong, it won't produce a crop.
That's true. That's true. And so when you look at that word, I mean, that's true. When you look at that word to correspond with what he's saying, he says mental action or activity. So when you look at it, it goes hand in hand with wisdom. So wisdom, again, just saying it from this perspective, is wisdom, but it's the ability to use your knowledge. But like what El was saying, it's from a intellectual or moral insight. You can use the knowledge, but at the same time, okay, I have the wisdom. I know that the crops need to be planted, but I'm planting, you know, I'm planting greens in December. That's not prudence. that's just morally wrong, you know. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna turn out too well, you know. and so that's a good point. Now, verse 9 now. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, colon, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Continue to read, because now we don't want to start thinking, okay, what is this? In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Continue on, there's a colon there, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. All of us boiling down to all these spiritual blessings, all these things that from a perspective of verse 3 is boiling down to our trust in Christ. He has made him the source. Yah's the source. He has made, I'm going to say it this way, but I don't want to keep saying source for both of them. Yah is the source, and Christ is the avenue by which all these spiritual blessings can be attained. Okay? He's the avenue by which all these blessings can be attained. So when you read in verse 3, all the way down, and you're looking at all of this, it is pointing out that Christ is the avenue by which Yah, the source, has made all these spiritual blessings possible. So from now on, you run into somebody who starts talking about all my blessings in the heaven. I'm going to reach up there and pull it down. You better say, well, you better reach in Christ, because that's the only place you're getting them. I'm going back to verse 11. Verse 11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined. What is the inheritance? I've been adopted. I have an inheritance in Christ where I can cry, Father, Father, or Abba, Father. Father, Father, I can now call Yah, the Most High God. I can now look at him and call him Father because of what has taken place in Christ, and I trust in that. I know I'm a son without that. Why? Because I know who is the avenue. I know who is the source, the Father. I know who is the avenue, and I put my trust in the source and the avenue. When it comes down to my spiritual blessings, it's not in anything but the source and the avenue. Nothing else matters when it comes down to it. My everything about me, my spiritual blessings, everything about my blessings come through that source and that avenue. No other way but. Verse 11 again, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Yah said, this is my doing. That we should be the praise, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. In whom ye also trust. Okay. Now when you look at Paul, you have to understand that Paul is including himself as well as all who believe in Christ. Okay. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the will of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. That we, Paul is talking here, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted. Whom ye also. After that ye heard the word of truth, Paul said, look here, these spiritual blessings came upon me through the same source. Yah is the source, and it came upon me through the avenue, Christ. Paul says, that's what makes me have these spiritual blessings, and the same thing has happened to you. It's available to all of us. That means nobody has to sow any money. Nobody has to do anything to be approved by men to walk in these spiritual blessings. All they have to do is follow the same footsteps that Paul did, and he taught it to the church, and if we follow the apostle doctrine, we can have the same spiritual blessings, and we don't have to go through some approval of man in order to attain them. Because there's not nothing I can do to pull it out from up there.
that specific place that I look to is in Christ. He is the evidence. We all attain it the same way. No one attains the spiritual blessings any other way. So you got these preachers that walk around here think they're anointed and they pay some kind of price for some kind of, we know that that is somebody who doesn't understand the truth. You have to pay the price for this anointing. You haven't paid for nothing. It has all been paid for you. Walk in that. I haven't paid the price to become the preacher that I am. Y'all predestined and ordained me before I was even a twinkle in my mom and dad's eye. I was called to be what I am. So I'm just walking in the grace to do what I do. That's why I was so glad when I got the revelation that I didn't have to get up and spend all that time praying and studying the scripture in order to be anointed. All I get up and do that right now every morning is pray the perfect prayer that I like to call, because that's what the Savior taught the disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, so on and so forth. As Jesus in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We give those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I can start my day knowing that I have prayed the perfect prayer that has covered every facet of my life, and I don't have to spend all this other time, all these hours trying to do all these other things because I'm trying to get some spiritual blessings. Christ has made it possible. I just live in him, live in his grace, walk in his grace. Live in his grace, walk in his grace on a daily basis. Live in his favor that I don't deserve. Walk in his favor that I don't deserve. Become his favorite, something that I don't deserve. Now that's from a perspective. You ought to think the same way. I am Christ. I am Yah's favorite in Christ. I'm predestined. I've been chosen to do something. Because I believe in the Messiah. Okay. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, as all it is, ye were sealed. That's a blessing. I'm sealed. Let's look at the word sealed, okay? That you were, was it 13? That you were sealed. That's a spiritual blessing. It's awesome to know that we're sealed. That we, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Now, let's look at the word sealed. Sealed means to stamp for security or preservation. All of these spiritual blessings, all the things that we read, the salvation in verse 13 has caused us to be stamped or sealed up, okay, to be kept, preservation, okay. We were sealed with that Holy Ghost of promise, okay. Well, the scripture says the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of the Most High Yah. It is the seal. I don't care what man say about me. It is what the Spirit bear witness concerning me. Okay? Yah deals with each one of us on a daily basis in one fashion or another through the Spirit or the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Yah deals with us on a daily basis, so that lets us know that we now are in the promise, because the Spirit is not going to deal with us in Christ. The Spirit is not going to deal with us unless we're in Christ. What I mean by deal with us, lead us and guide us and protect us, all these things that we're reading about. The mere fact that Yah deals with you by his Spirit on a daily basis is the spiritual blessing to let you know that you've been sealed by Yah as belonging to him as a child. That is a spiritual blessing. Okay. Verse 14.
14, then I'm through if y'all don't have nothing else. Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession. The purchased possession. Unto the praise of his glory. All of it, all of these spiritual blessings that we just read has been purchased by an avenue. Christ is that avenue. Our responsibility is to believe in him, and through our belief in him, it makes all of the spiritual blessings possible. So I'm excited to know that I found the place where all these spiritual blessings are. Not in a place. It's not in places. It's in a place. It's Christ. So I have to do all these rituals now and start looking up and hoping that, man, I'll be glad when my blessings fall out. My blessings gonna fall out of heaven, man. I've been sowing my seed. I've been praying. I've been seeking y'all. My stuff is coming, man. My spirit is up there. It's up there. I'm going to reach up there and get it. Y'all reach up there and get it. Now I'm going to reach in there and get it in Christ. Every spiritual blessing that we need is in him. And from now on, anytime there's a blessing that you need, you go through that proper avenue. Knowing that you are a child of the Most High Yah because of him, and that you are in the place. See, I'm always in my spiritual blessings. That's what I'm getting to. You should always be in your spiritual blessings. Aren't you in Christ? What are the spiritual blessings? Then we should always walk in them. Since the spiritual blessings are in there, in Christ, and we are also in him, then what are we waiting on? Blessings already been placed. All we had to do was one man believe. Man, you see how hard people have made this thing, and it's so simple. Christ is like, hey, girl, I made it all possible. You can relax now.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
I was, when you were reading that, and I thought about purchased possession. If we are his purchased possession, look at what price he paid for us, and that speaks to how special we are to him, and how important we are to him. He wanted us so bad he purchased us with his son.
Purchased us with the best thing that exists throughout eternity, his son. He could not have paid a higher price. Now, like what Mama Cole said, you know how special that should make you feel? To know that you were purchased with the most valuable asset that exists in the universe, I've just been doing it. There's nothing more valuable than what Yah used as the avenue to bless us. Nothing. Child, you can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing with that understanding. I know I'm something special, and it's time for each one of you to know that you're the same. He didn't buy you with $1 million. He didn't purchase you with $1 million. He didn't purchase you with, I like to say, bar and thumb. He didn't purchase you with $1 billion. He purchased you with a object that is priceless. Can't put a value on it. Can't put a value on Christ. He purchased you, personally purchased you, with some assets that is priceless. He gave us his best. Purchased each one of us with his best. Child, you can't tell me nothing. I know I'm special. Okay, you all said me too. I know I'm special too. And to be able to have that opportunity
to have this blessed opportunity to understand that is just a spiritual blessing. Okay. I'm finished. This is short and sweet, and just fill me up to the brim of my cup running over. any questions or comments at this point? Anybody? Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now we understand what the spiritual blessing is for. So from now on, when people start talking about spiritual blessings, let them know there is an avenue. Let them know Christ, let them know Yah, the Father, is the source, but Christ is the avenue. Don't look up in the heavenly for, because you have to look to Christ, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. So all of this is in Him. Okay? All right. Again, we good? Okay, I'll go ahead and start. Father, y'all, we bless your name on today. And we just thank you for the blessedness of understanding that our Father, Yah, is the source of our spiritual blessings, and our Savior Christ is the avenue. We just praise you for the insight, and we thank you that we can walk freely knowing that we have been purchased with a wonderful, priceless gift. And so because we have been purchased with that, we have the same value by which we've been purchased with. We become priceless to our Most High Yah, our Father. We just bless you for that. We know that as we leave here, that we're going forth being vessels that have been purchased with the precious blood of the Savior, making us priceless as He is. And we glorify you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we pray.